Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, after the 1916 Rising, a large number of fighters were imprisoned, but not all of them in Ireland. Many were sent to Frongoch in Wales, originally a camp for German POWs. Later this week, Jim Finucane, the chair of Kerry County Council, otherwise known as the Mayor of Kerry, will travel to Wales to unveil a plaque commemorating the 37 Kerry volunteers who were incarcerated there. Jim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So why were these men sent to Wales in the first place?
I think if obviously after 1916, to the information I have is that about 1,863 volunteers were sent to Frongoch in Wales. I would assume it was a capacity issue for the British authority at the time. Also, the volatile nature of Dublin after the Rising. And we know that the prisoners were marched from Richmond Barracks to the North Wall. And they were jeered and taunted by an awful lot of local people because of the disruption that had been caused. And obviously a lot of women were involved, were getting remittances from people serving in the British Army. And Dublin was doing quite well economically. There were factories making uniforms and so forth like that. So when they were marched under escort from Richmond Barracks to the North Wall, they had to endure that level of, how would you say, of the public, if you like, not appreciating what they had done. Mm. And then they were shipped in cattle trucks across the Wales, and they ended up in Frongoch, which in effect had been used or was being utilised in the past for holding German prisoners of war from the First World War.
Right. And were those German prisoners then sent elsewhere, or were they mixing with the Irish prisoners?
They were. No, they were sent elsewhere. The camp itself was an old distillery which had closed in 1914. And would you believe, which I hadn't known much about, but it manufactured Welsh whiskey.
Hmm.
And it was considered of distillery buildings, granaries, and the granary, I believe, was a dormitory. So it was hastily converted for a prisoner of war camp. And I think the location, because it's isolated, it's away from every place. And I think that suited the British authorities as well, that it really wasn't a place that people became aware of because of its isolation in Wales.
Is it known what the conditions were like for the people there?
It is. No, I think the main conditions are obviously were the basic thing, the quality of food and the sleeping accommodation. And the camp was divided into two. There was a north camp, which they had provided timber huts, like you'd see from that era or now, like a prisoner of war camp. And in the south camp was the distillery buildings. So they no longer exist, but that was the makeup of the camp. And then you, out of those over 1863, some of those people who would have been interned would have been innocent. They would have been arrested and brought over. So that was the concern of a lot of people. Other was the situation of being treated as prisoners of war. But obviously, Frongoch became famous because it was like a university, you know, for the volunteers and the IRB planned their tactics. Collins was there, Mulcahy was there, Sean T. O'Kelly was there, Cosgrave was there. They were all internees. And the view was afterwards that it was like a training camp in effect. Mm-hmm. And again, the GA became part of that. It was part of the discipline of the camp that the hurling was prohibited, but Gaelic football was allowed.
Huh.
And then they had a championship, which was interesting. And it was a game between Kerry and Louth, and Kerry won by 1 point. And that was they called it the Wolf Tone Cup. So, but the GA, the intrinsic part of the GA was it was the sense of physical fitness but also it was a way they had classes, they taught Irish, and a lot of those people in the IRB and the volunteers used the camp, the fact that they had a lot of these activists together, and it became, I suppose, from the point of view of the freedom movement, a very positive experience, really, from the long-term view.
Yeah, because I suppose the British authorities didn't differentiate between the volunteers and the IRB members and let them mix with each other.
No, the British really, and even the British Army who were there, who were used to guarding German prisoners of war, they found it difficult enough, from what I understand. There was a campaign by the prisoners to write to different newspapers, even in the UK, and people in the media, bringing attention to their plight, looking for, and in effect they were treated as prisoners of war, which was a significant thing. And eventually they were released in different numbers over a period of time.
Right. So, what kind of range in terms of the length of their incarceration?
I think it ranged from a number of months up to a year, and just generally around those times. When some work was done, and obviously some campaign had been launched by different people in the freedom movement and the volunteers, and also there were legal solicitors involved highlighting the plight of it. And I think, you know, over a period of time, it became a bit of an embarrassment to the British authorities.
Yeah. So nowadays, it's a museum, I understand?
There is. The buildings are gone. There is a museum, which is a timber building. The land is privately owned. And obviously, the structure, this would be my first occasion to be there. But my understanding is the buildings itself are no longer in existence, you know.
Right.
But it's. I suppose it's an important thing that, from the point of view of the, and again, there were 37 Kerry prisoners, some very prominent people who were imprisoned there, but also the role of the GA. And I suppose what makes it interesting for me, and I've tried to study my history, over a number of years. But the GA was an intrinsic part of the movement. And afterwards, when you consider what happened after the split, the Civil War, but again, the GA proved to be a uniting organisation even after the Civil War. And I think that linkage there, I think that's an important part of our own history.
Mm. And the plaque, what will be the wording on the plaque, do you know?
The plaque will be in Irish, English and Welsh. And it's of Valencia Slate, and I'm, you know, particularly delighted that it's of Valencia Slate, but all the names of the Kerry volunteers will be on that in the three languages, you know. So it's important, and it's important to recognise the Louth team that was there as well. And I believe from comments of the game that there was a bit of a needle in the game at the time. So it was obviously fairly inactive and wasn't a passive game by any stretches of the imagination.
Yeah, but Louth won, or lost, I should say.
Kerry won. Kerry won by 1 point.
Worth pointing that out. Jim Finucane is outgoing Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council. Jim, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for that, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.